discussion of kippah. The Mishnahs have two kinds of kippah. So the first kippah is Mishalaka Bishana, and the Gemara explains he did two times in a row the same Avera Sheyesh Bakaris. Stami eats Chazer 10 times, so you don't put him in kippah. But if you violated a Lav Sheyesh Bakaris, so usually a Lav Sheyesh Bakaris gets Malkus, but if he repeats the same Lav Sheyesh Bakaris, not that he eats Chalev, then he eats Dam, then he eats Onion Kippur, then he eats Chametz B'Pesach, then there's not going to be Kippur. But if he repeats the same Avera, Malkus Shokaris Achas, if he repeats the same Avera Sheyesh Bakaris 2 times, Lock of the Shana, then so usually a Lav Sheyesh Bakaris gets Malkus, but if he repeats the same Lav Sheyesh Bakaris, not that he eats Chalev, then he eats Dam, then he eats Onion Kippur, then he eats Chametz B'Pesach, then there's not going to be Kippur. But if he repeats the same Avera, Malkus Shokaris Achas, if he repeats the same Avera Sheyesh Bakaris 2 times, Lock of the Shana, then we punish him by putting him into Kippur. What is it based on? Hecha Remiza, the Gemara has right before the Mishnah. Where is there a remez in Tanakh? So Rish Lakish quotes the pasuk to Moses Rosh HaRoh, that the Rosh deserves a Misa Mishuna. And that we notice that Rashi comments on that Gemara, Hecha Remiza, Vada Halachal Moshe Misinahi HaChoynesh. You can't give an Oynesh just like this, Yesh Meyak. It must be that it's Halach, there's no pasuk in Chumash. So Rashi assumes must be Allah HaMashi Mesina, but the Gemara is trying to find a remez. So the remez is that you give a Misa Mishuna. And the Ran doesn't quote this Rashi, but he raises the suffix. Should we assume that this is Allah HaMashi Mesina? Should we assume that it's based on the principle of Bez Demakum Yanshin Shmoy Men Adin Lo Hayru Ashoa L'Migda Milsa? That was the problem. How can you say it's a Hayru Ashoa L'Migda Milsa? If this is a din on the books, all the children are Mishnais, everybody know that's the din. Lock of the Shana. Bez machnis maso l'kippah doesn't sound like it's a Hayru Ashoa. Hayru Ashoa means in each and every case, you have to judge, you have to determine, will there be a migdal milsa? Will you accomplish something? Will you be put together by putting this fellow in kippah and having him a dayi misa mishuna? Or not? The Mishnah sounds like it's a chayk, that's the din, that's what he always does. It sounds like it's not la Hayru Ashoa the migdal milsa. That's what prompts the Rashi to say that it's Allah HaMoshe Mesina. And last week the question was raised, is this, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, and the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayis, the beginning of Brachas, so he writes that the Halacha Moshe Mesina means a din, the Araisa, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that there's no way to darshan it through the Midah Shatar and the Drash Hashem. So the Rambam there quotes the Gemara in Brachas, but the Gemara says that the Pasuk Eretz Chita, Vesar, Vegef, and Atein, Abrim, and Eretz Yeshem, and Advash, the whole pasuk goes on the shiur, that there are some dinim where the shiur is kizayis, and some dinim the shiur is kikoisevis, and sometimes chita, sometimes the shiur is kechita, and sometimes kisera, and all of these are for shiur. Kol ha-mikra hazeh the shiur nem, so the Gemara pek takashe, but we have a memory that shiur mahalacha moshe nisina, so if it's learned out from the pasuk, that's not halacha moshe nisina. So the Gemara answers, it's really halacha moshe nisina across machta b'yam. If the pasuk is only a remez and asmachta b'yam, that can still be called halacha moshe nisina. Halacha moshe nisina means the Rambam says that there's no way to derive it from the pasuk. A remez you can have. That's the Rambam after he, the Rambam first writes the first line. Professor Schreiber pointed out. The Rambam first writes halacha moshe nisina means there's no way to darshan it. There's no remez either. But then he quotes this Gemara in Brachas, that if there is an asmachta, it can still be called Halacha Moshe Mesina. It's only asmachta v'yalma. So that's a shaila. This pasuk, the Moses Rosh HaRoh, the Gemara says, Hecher emizak lata remez v'yalma. But that's what Rashi says. It's really Halacha Moshe Mesina. And that's the suffix of the Rav. What's the nature of this din, the lock of Hashanah, bez machnis mosel l'kid? Is it Halacha Moshe Mesina? That this is the onus HaRoi lo? Just like you have Skila, Srefa, Herik, Chenik, Malkus, so too we have Kippur. This is one of the many Yonshim. This one does not appear in Torah Shebichzav. This is only known through the Torah Shebalpeh. Should you assume, no, this is not Torah Shebalpeh. It's not a Loch Moshe Mesina. This is a din, a Bez Demak Miyonshin Shalom and a din, Lo Hayru Ashoa the Migda Milsa. And Taka, in each case, will have to judge whether is it a Migda Milsa. Are they accomplishing anything? The Gemara suggests, we're going to get this. Amar Ravina, the keeper tzricha asro kam mefliki. What finally says that Ravina thinks there's a machlokes satanoim. after the fellow eats chelev 3 times in a row, or he eats on Yom Kippur 3 years in a row, or he does some other chametz bePesach 3 times in a row, he does an aver sheyesh b'kodesh, he repeats the same aver 3 times in a row, and then the Mishnah says that you put him in kippah. So the Ravina claims that there's a machlokes hatanaim. You have to warn him before he does the aver, and they put it in the newspapers that the fellow did the aver 3 times. So you have to warn him, you better, that when he's about to eat chametz the 4th time, or eat chelev the 4th time, you have to give him a hasra, you better not eat chelev, or I'm going to put you in kippah. So one tana holds kippah tzvicha hasra, one tana holds kippah in a tzvicha hasra. So that's the nekudas ha-machlokes. If kippah is another einish, like skila, sreifa, herik, chenik, malkus, these are the standard onshim matbezim, these appear in Torah Shebichzav, and kippah is halachah moshe nesinah. Hasvarna Senes are just like you need Hasra for all of those onshim that appear in the Chumash, so you should probably require Hasra for the Kippah as well. And if we didn't give him a Hasra, so then we have no right to give him that onesh of Kippah. Masherikin, if you hold that it's Makam Yonshin, Shulam and Adin, Vahirah Ashur, the Migda Milsa, like the rice is clothing on Daph Mevav, then what do you need Hasra? The case is there's no Hasra. A person rides a horse on Shabbos, and they give him skila. They didn't give him any hasra. The Adam didn't know b'shas ma'aseh at all that Bezin is going to decide to give him skila. A person does an act of pritzus and they gave him malchus. They didn't give him any hasra. Makam yonshin shalom min adin l'harua shalom migdan also means it doesn't have to correspond to any rules and regulations of anything. So you don't need hasra either. So it could well be that this gufa, according to Ravina, this gufa is the nekudas ha-machlokes among the Tanoim. Oh, we'll have to get to that machlokes. Which machlokes are Tanoim? Ravina says, this is his interpretation of a machlokes we're going to get to soon. So first the Gemara discusses what's the idea behind Loka B'Shana. What's the idea behind repeating the Avera twice? If he does the same Avera twice, it's 2 strikes and you're out. Should it be 2 strikes and you're out, or should it be 3 strikes and you're out? So what is the background of this topic? So the Gemara says this is the issue of Chazok. How many times does a person have to repeat something, or how many times does an incident have to recur that it should indicate a pattern? This is the topic of chazaka. We must have mentioned that Prima Godim and the Psicha Kalelis, the Orach Chaim, writes that the word chazaka appears in the Gemara in different places in totally different meanings. They have nothing to do with each other. This is one topic of chazaka. How many times betrayzim nehavi chazaka, betlazim nehavi chazaka? How many times does something have to repeat itself, 2 times or 3 times, you should be able to discern a pattern and say that there's something going on here, that it's not just mikrobial. This has nothing to do with, let's say, chazokah is kind of karka. If I want to sell you a piece of karka, so you do know, goda ruparat, you put up a fence, or you break down the fence, or something like that, so that's kinya chazokah. That has nothing to do with this. And then there's a din of cheskes abat m'shalashonim, has nothing to do with either of these chazokahs. And then there's a different kind of a chazok. Let's say you have a piece of flesh. The piece of flesh is becheskes heter, and you don't know whether it was soaking in milk for 24 hours or not. So you shtava cheskes heter, and you say that it's muta behema b'chaya becheskes isra emeres. Becheskes isra is a different kind of chazok. Then there's a chazok ein on a pareh toch zmanoi. Chazok that people don't pay before the time is up. If I give you a halvor for 5 years, and you taina that you paid up in the middle, so it's the ruba de leisa kamon indicates that it's most probably not true. Why should anybody in his right mind want to pay within this month if he has another couple of years to go? So that's a chazok, and that means a ruba de leisa kamon, a totally different term, totally different usage of the word chazok, and they have nothing to do with each other. Still the same, pronounced the same, but these different chazokas are unrelated to each other. So this topic of chazok, how many times, 2 times, 3 times, this topic appears in Chumash by the Shor HaMuad. The din is that a short tam, shehizik, only pays chatzi nezik migufo, and shor amuad pays nezik shalom eno aliyah. Or short tam shaharek is ha'odom, so the first time the shor is chayv misa, shor is sokel, and the bala shor doesn't have to pay any koifer. But if it's a shor amuad shaharek is ha'odom, so the bala shor, gam b'ol of yumas, the bala shor has to pay koifer, if it's a shor amuad shaharek. So we know that there is a difference between a short tam and a shor amuad. How many times does the shor have to be nogeah that it should become a shor amuad? So the pasuk says, "Imnoda kishor nagachu mitmol shilsham." We know from yesterday, from the day before, that it's a shor amuad. So that means 2 times. It's already 2 times mitmol shilsham, And then it becomes a shamut. So the third time it pays nezik shalim, and the third time he kills an adam, the bala shor pays kaifer. No, mitmol shulsham, and it's self understood today. So you need three times, and it becomes a shamut. So the fourth time it pays nezik shalim. So there's some kind of a machlokes abay v'rove in the middle of Bava Kama. How do you read the psukim mitmol shulsham? So Rashi interprets on that Gemara. Rashi and Bava Kama says that this is the machlokes. It's obscure. It's unclear in the Gemara. What are they fighting about? So Rashi learns this is the machlokes abay v'rove, whether the Shoamuad pays Nezik Shalom the third time, or the Shoamuad pays Nezik Shalom the fourth time. And Tosis writes on that Gemara that when Rashi learned Bava Basra, the first daf in Cheskes Habat, Mechaza Bo Rashi backed out, because the Gemara says there that the first three times you only pay Chatzin Nezik, and only the fourth time Merish, you pay Nezik Shalom. So how can it be? Tanoim are talking there. The Gemara says, Holche Yusho. The Tanoim, when the Bez Nagorol went into Golus, they left the Lishkas Hagozos and they went to different, to 10 different locations. So one of the spots, one of the stations, one of the villages in Galil where the Bez Nagorol was Usha.
Usha
Hiskino. Usha Hiskino, so the Gemara says, the whole Usha, the Bez Nagorol, and then Usha formulated this din of Cheskes Habat Mishaloshonim, and they said that it's based on the din of Shor HaMuad. The Gemara discusses that the Tanaim assume that only the fourth time you pay Nezik Shalom. So Tosis says, but it's a machlokes Abay v'Rava. Abay v'Rava didn't know that the Tanaim held the fourth time. Abay v'Rava Ramaroyim, later generation, they didn't realize that according to all the Tanaim, you only pay Nezik Shalom the fourth time. So that's why Tosis says in Bava Kama, the Kan Chazav or Rashi backed out. It can't be that that's a machlokes Abay v'Rava. Everybody agrees only the fourth time you pay Nezik Shalom. And what's the machlokes Abay v'Rava? Either it's just mashmos darshim mikabirah, just how does that sign the ivra and the psukim, or maybe there is a slight nafkamina ledina. Tosis raises a possibility. Maybe it's a nafkamina lalocha, whether the three negichas have to be on three different, the four negichas have to be on four different days, or the three negichas have to be on three different days, and the fourth negicha could be on the same day as the third negicha. All right, some slight nafkamina, but it's not a major nafkamina as to whether you pay Nezik Shalom the third time or the fourth time. So, halacha maisa, bottom line, by Shor HaMuad, we assume that the Baal HaShor only pays Koifer if the Shor HaRes Adam four times, on the fourth time he's a Muad, and the Baal HaShor only pays Nezik Shalom in Aliyah the fourth time. The first three times is a Tam, and you only pay Chatzin Nezik Meguf. So from that parasha, it would appear that if you're accumulating, he said that it's only a Mikra, that if the Shor, we assume that that it's not a normal thing for a Shor to be Nogeach. It's a Kavanos al-Hazik is a Meshunah. So how many times is it Meshunah? So three times, the first two times is Meshunah. Three times in a row, already you discern a pattern. So in that parasha, you see that there's a din that three times makes Chazoka. The Klazim, they have a Chazoka. And then you have another din. Then you have
establishes a Vestus.
Vestus, yeah, that's taka, not in Chumash, though. It's not in Gan, it's very little in Chumash. We'll get to the Vestus. Then you have another din of Chumash. There's a din of a Zav, who has one Riyah. A Balkari, I mean, it has Tashim, she becomes a Balkari. So a Balkari is one kind of Tumah. He's only Tomei, he goes to the Mikvah the same day, and he has Harav Shemesh, and he's Tar. A Zav is a different thing. A Zav is a sickness. That's a disease that he has to go see a doctor. So a Zav, if he only has one Riyah, he only has a tumor like a Balkar. If he has two Riyahs, or one long Riyah, that you have the right to divide into two, if he has a Riyah for half an hour, so you say they're two Riyahs. Mishnah is talking about how long does one Riyah have to be that you have a right to divide it into two, into three. When do you declare that it's considered many Riyahs, and how short can it be that you say it's only one Riyah? So let's say if he has two Riyahs, then he already has a tumah zav. Zav is tamei shiva. He needs shiva nikiyim, but he doesn't need to bring a korban at the end. But if he's a zav bal shalosh riyas, then he has the full din of tumah. Not only does he need shiva nikiyim, then he has to bring a korban at the end also. So already by the zav, and the Gemara learns it off in the pesukim that it says twice zav, and then he's declared tamei. Then it says three times the verb ziva, zava zovo, three times, and then it says tamei. So with respect to some din of a zav bal shtei riyas, is huchzak enough? If it's only zav bal riyah achas, it only has the level of a tumah like a balker. If he has twice, then it's a shtikel huchzak, and if he has three times, it's more huchzak. So you already have in the Chumash in Torah Shebichsav that there's a difference. Sometimes it's Hulchsak betrezimni, sometimes Hulchsak betlazimni. So the Tanoim had a machlokes. How many times by Sharam would state beferish? Apparently, there's no machlokes Tanoim. There's no machlokes Amara. It has to be the fourth time you're Sharam would. First three times you're Shor Tam, and you have to be the fourth time. And by Zavaita, there's no machlokes. With respect to some dinim betrezimni have a chazaka. Respect to some other dinim, you have to have the klazim nihabechazok. You have to have three times that it should indicate a real regilus, that is really, has a real sickness. More of a regilus than two times. What about what it doesn't say in the Chumash? What are issues that don't say in the Chumash? The Vesta is a little bit yeah and a little bit no in the Chumash. The Vesta means an isha has a riyas dam every month. So bizman ha. The Rambam writes that Bizman HaGemara, Rov Noshim Hoylahem Vesis. How did the Rambam know that? Bizman HaZeh, the doctors say that Rov Noshim don't have a Vesis. And the doctors claim today that they have no historical record that at any time in the history of the world, anywhere in the world, the Rov Noshim had a Vesis. They never heard of this. But that's what the Rambam says. How did the Rambam know that? Because the Gemara has a Machlekes Satanayim. Are you permitted to marry an Isha Shein La Vesis? So one Tana says you're not allowed to marry an Isha Shein La Vesis. Because you may be in the middle of Tashkent, she should be Pirsa Nida. So what are you going to do? It will turn out that you're Ivan and Nisa Kuritz. So one Tana Rameir, in the end of the first paragraph of Nida, says you're not permitted to marry Nisha Shein Lo Vesis. So you can't marry 70% of the women. How can it be? 70% of the Jewish girls are going to remain single, Yoel and Void. So obviously, the premise of the whole discussion in the Gemara is that Rob Noshim Yeshlan Vesis Kavua. Most of the women have a regilis. And so if you're going to have Meir Shita, we don't pass like Rav Meir. Paskin that it's permissible to marry Anisha She'ein Lo Vesis. But if Rav Meir held, you're not allowed to. So it must be that that's a miut. You're not going to ask a rov of the women because of a chashash. So that's where the Rambam understood from that Gemara, that rov noshim yesh lehem vesis kavua. And is there any significance to that? The Rav Noshim have a Vesis Kavu. We pass them as permissible to marry Nisha Shein Levesis. Is there any halachic ramifications from the fact that Nisha has a Vesis? So the Gemara has a Machloikis Hatanayim where the Vestis deraisa, a Vestis lab deraisa. Every 5-10 blot in Nida comes again. Where the Vestis, not in a pattern. There's no ridiculous. Every 5-10 blot, the Gemara picks up this machlek again, where the Vestis deraisa, Vestis lab deraisa means like this. Anisha knows that every 35 days she has a riyas dam at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Clockwork. Every 35 days, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a riyas dam. So what happens? It comes 35 days after the last riyah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she didn't check b'shas ma'isa. And then the next day she reminds herself, hey, yesterday at 3 o'clock was the Shas HaVesis. She has a markdown on the calendar. That's supposed to be the Zman HaVesis. And she starts looking now on her begodim. She doesn't find any dam. So should we assume that Isha has a Vesis for the last 30 years? Vesis Kavua every 35th day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it must be that there must have been Ariya's dam and she wasn't aware. So does she have to assume that she's Tamei or Nidam in HaTorah? It's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. For 35 years, the dam came, Ariach Bizman Arbo, the dam came. So she has to assume that she's Tamei or Vadai, based on a Ruba de Leisa Kamon of 35 years of records. Or do you say, no, the Vestis Lav Deraisa, that it's only a Chumra Midirabonon, that after the Ernest HaVestis comes and goes, you should assume the Isha is most probably a Nida. It's not such a stark Ruba de Leisa Kamon. That's the Chapela, that's what the Chazan Isha is. How can it be? 35 years in a row? From the time that she was 12 years old, 35 years in a row, she has it done every 35 days at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's not a Ruba Leisa Kamon. So he says, based on the Gemara, look, it depends on how aggravated she is, it depends what she ate, it depends about the weather, and about the politics, and about whether her husband was nice to her that week. And that's so many different factors can affect the Rias HaVesas. So that's why we pass in the Vestas Lava Deraisa, that you cannot. Even though for 35 years this is what happened, every 35th day, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a Riyas Dam, there's so many other factors that could affect the Riyas Adam. So, Sanishkin Ruba de Leisa Kamon.
It's not false, the ship is rocking, Bodkin
is a
There are other factors that can make
a Yeah. Bodkin is a to see if he really has a disease or not. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Similar to the Zab. So here also, we can never tell. We don't even know what. We don't even know what the factors may possibly be. But we assume that Vestas lav deraisa. Machlokes in the Gemara, we assume that if the Yom HaVestas went by and she doesn't know one way or the other, we assume that she probably had a Rias Dam. That's only an assumption of the Rabbanim. And she's Baidik now, she sees there's no Dam, so she has the right to assume that it didn't happen yesterday. Even though for 35 years it's been going on like this, like clockwork. That's how we pass it. The Vestas lav deraisa. So that means that it's not a Ruba de Lesa Kamon at all. That the whole institution of Veses, that you establish the Regilas, the whole thing is only with the Rabbanan. On the level of the Isis, Spiltnish came to all the Bichlal. So that's where Abchaim points out a Rambam. Abchaim has in his safe on the Rambam that the Rambam writes the Farish that there is a din where Vestas is their Isis. It's not in Gansan a din with the Rabbanan. There is the following din. The Psukim say that there's a difference between a Nida and a Zavah. That a nida is when the woman has the riya of the es nidasa, when it's normal. And a zava is when the isha has the riya sadam below es nidasa. So what's the difference halacha l'maisa? So if a woman has a riya snidus, let's say isha has a riya snidus 6 days in a row. Riya sadam, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So she just has to wait till Matzoi Shabbos and she goes tefillah in the mikvah. That's the din of a nida. She's tmeah for 7 days. You don't need shiva nikiyim. And you can't be toivel mikta sayam kakula. The morning of the seventh day, it does not apply. You have to wait 7 full days. And then after she's toivel in the mikveh, she doesn't have to bring any korbanas. The nida doesn't require any korbanas. A zava, an isha who has some kind of a problem, she has some kind of a sickness or something, it's below es nidasa. She's having a riyaz dam min hamakor for coming from the same place, but it's not at all normal. Below es nidasa, not supposed to be. So that woman has to, if she has a riyah 3 days in a row, then she becomes a zava gedayla. Then she needs, if she had 3 days in a row, then she needs shiva nikiyim. And after the shiva nikiyim, on the morning of the seventh day, minatara, it's sufficient, the morning of the seventh day, have a right to be tovel in mikvah to say mikzusem kekulai. And then the Gemara explains why we don't permit that, bizman hazeh, the Tanoim prohibited that, shematir v'tister, yeah. And then the Chumash says that after she goes into the mikveh, then she has to bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdosh, like a Zavna has to bring a korban. Zav, Zavah, your letters in Mitzorah, the fourth Tmeim, who even after the Tevel in the mikveh, and after they have the Harif Shemesh, the Tzeisah Kacham, following the Tefillah in the mikveh, they're still considered Tmeim until they bring the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh. So these are the differences, l'halacha, between the Zavah and the Nida. The Zavah needs Shivanikim as opposed to the Nida who doesn't. On the seventh day of Shivanikim, he should have been able to say Mikzayam Kukula to be told in the morning, whereby neither you cannot say that Minatorah. By Zavah, we don't allow it Midrabbanan either. But at least Minatorah, the din should have been like that. And in rare cases, we in a Shas HaTchak, we would consider this to be Mekel, Ramesh HaTchuvas. Sometimes Shas HaTchak, we're a little bit Mekel on this, to allow women to be told using Mikzayam Kukula. And the third difference on the level of their eyes is that you need a korban. Zavah has to bring a korban. So what's the definition of below es nidasa? What's the definition of the es nidasa? The es nidasa means only if the riyas nida comes in accordance with the veses. I mean, anisha sheishla veses is a nida, because of the es nidasa. And a woman who doesn't have a veses kavua, that's called a zava. That's not true. That's not true. So what's the definition of below es nidasa? So the Gemara says that there are yud alaf yom shebein nida la nida. There are 11 specific days where it's possible for the woman to become a Zava Gedoyla. If she has the Riyas Dam 3 consecutive days within those 11 days, then she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. Which are those lucky 11 days? Which are the 11 days that it's abnormal to see Dam? There should be Cheskes Eina Roya Dam. Not supposed to see Dam. If she has Dam in those 11 days, she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. But if she has 1 or 2 days in a row, only a Zavak Tam. If she has 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zavak Dor. Which are those 11 days? So this is a famous machlek, is the Rambam and everybody else. So all the Rishonim say, Pasha Pshat and all the Gemaras and the Bavli, the Rambam is against several Gemaras, for sure. The Rambam is clearly against several Gemaras. The only way to be Miyashad Ram to say the Rambam understood that it's a machlek is Satanoim, and is paskening against those Gemaras. But the other Rishonim didn't see any machlekas. And they said, the Gemara says, the Yud Alef Yom, Shemei Nida L'Nida, means the first 11 days following the 7 days of Nida. So, L'mashal, a girl has a Riyah the first time in her life when she's around 12 years old. So she's a Nida for the first 7 days. If she'll have Dam the next 11 days, she'll become a Zavak Tana, a Zavak Dar. If she doesn't have a Riyas Dam the next 11 days, so whenever the next Riya will be, a month later, a year later, 5 years later, doesn't make a difference, whenever the next Riya will be, she'll become a Nida. Whenever she has the next Riya, so she's a Nida for the first 7 days, that day, Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So those 7 days she's a Nida. Then the next 11 days following the 7 days of Riyas Nidas, whenever the Nidas came, she's eligible to become a Zava, because those 11 days following the 7 days of Nidas, that's called Beloes Nidas. That's how all the Rishayim say, except for the Rambam. The Rambam says a very chumradikah shita. When the girl has the first Riyah when she's 12 years old, and she plans to live at Me'ev Yesem Shona, she has to have a calendar that goes till the age of 120, and she has to start marking down already. She had the first Riyah, whatever, on her birthday, or whenever it was. So she marks down 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, L'yoylam V'ed. How can she have a calendar? Mashiach can come, we can make Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyah Riyah. She can't have, she's not going to have a calendar. It's just going to say what day of the week it is, not going to say what day of the, we don't know what year it is. When Mashiach comes, we don't know what it's going to be, a Shana Pshut or Shana Beres. She has to mark off all the days already. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, we are not going. Unless, the Rambam says, unless she has a baby, after she has married, she has a baby, then you start all over again. If it's a baby boy, so the Malos is 40 days, and if it's a baby girl, the Malos is 80 days, and after the 40 days or the 80 days are up, then you start the Cheshbon all over again. The first time she has a Riyas Dam, after the Malos of the Leda, you mark up the whole calendar of the Yarno Boy. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, Yarno Boy. Till the next baby is born. Next baby is born, you start all over again. 7-11, 7-11, Yarno Boy. That's the Rambam 1 condition. It's 7-11, Yarno Boy, until she has a baby, then after the Malos is up, you start all over from scratch. Or the Rambam says, if she has a Vesis Kavua, place. She has a Vesis Kavua that every 40 days, she has a Riyas Dam at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, that's a very strong Besis Kavua. Every 40 days, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's say every 40 days, sometime in the day. Sometimes 9 in the morning, sometimes 3 in the afternoon, sometimes 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It fluctuates. So if every 40 days, the Isha has a Riyas Dam, so then the Rambam says, also you start all over again. So let's say every 40 days, Chab Tama. So the first time she has a Riyah, it's going to be 7-11. 7-11 is how much? Is 18. 7-11 is another 18, is 36. 7-11, 7-11, 4. Then she has Riyas Dam. So at the time she has the second Riyas Dam in her lifetime, we don't know. This was 7-11, 7-11, 4. So this is in the middle of the next 7. So we think that it's a Nidus. Then you have to go weiter. 7-11, 7-11, the other voice says, every other month may turn out to be a Nida, may turn out to be a Zov, you don't know whom out. But then if you look back and you discern a pattern, you look back at all of these sheets, all these records, and you discern a pattern that the Riyas Dam is every 40 days, and you don't say that from the first day she had a Riyas Dam, you mark up the whole calendar, the only word 7-11, 7-11, the only word, you say no. 7-11, 7-11, 4. 7-11, 7-11, 4. 7-11, 7-11, 4. If she develops a Vesis, then we look back in retrospect and we say, it's a Gloi Muslim Afreya, that it wasn't 7-11 Le'olam V'od. It's only, just like after you have a baby, so after the Malos of 40 days or 80 days is up, then you start all over again. Whenever she has the first Riyah after the Malos is up, you start counting 7-11 all over again. So too, if the Isha has a Besis Kavua, when the Riyas Dam comes, Bismana, then you start all over again, 7-11, 7-11. So you see from the Rambam that Vestas plays a role on the level of the Raisa to determine whether a woman is a Nida or a Zava. Nafkamina, whether you have to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash or not, whether you need Shivinikim, whether you say Mikzayim Kukulai. Big Nafkaminas on the level of the Raisa. So Rav Chaim asks, how can it be? They all ask, how can it be? But we pass in Vestas love their Raisa. The whole Dina Vestas Kavua, Kfiyas Vestas on the Rabbanon. So Rav Chaim explains that that's not a kash. Let's say you have a shor amuad and you machzik the shor that is a muad. Avesis kavua, the Gemara calls it. The shor was nageach 3 times, shor was mazik 3 times. So does that mean that we can predict? The shor was nageach 3 times in a row, we can predict that it's going to be nageach a 4th time. When it's going to see, let's say, 3 times in a row he was nageach an elephant. When he sees other behemoths, he doesn't start up. He sees elephants there. 3 times in a row, the shor is nageach an elephant. So the next time the shor is taken to an area where there's an elephant, we know for sure We can predict in advance he's gonna start up with the elephant, and if we let him loose on the farm, and then we take him back to his own place, at the end of the day, we don't know what happened. We can write up in the newspapers that he started up with the elephant, because we know that that's what happened. So Rav Chaim says that's ridiculous. The cheska shara mua doesn't mean you can predict in advance that the next time he's going to see an elephant, he's going to start up with the elephant. Nor can you say, lachar amaisa, after he met up with the elephant, you don't know whether it was a good day or a bad day, you can't know in retrospect that he started up with the elephant. You don't know. All it means is that if it happens a fourth time, we say, oh, it fits into the pattern. That's all it means. After it happened three times, you can't predict in advance it's going to happen a fourth time. No one in the Gemara says that. Cheska Shamua does not predict that if the circumstance is going to repeat itself, so the name is going to be Negech a fourth time. Nor can you say after the circumstance occurred and you don't know what happened, you can't say, oh, I know for sure that the shore started up with the elephant. You don't know for sure anything. That's the slav derais. You can't predict in advance. You can't say lacha maisa that happened. It just means if it happens a fourth time that the shore started up with an elephant, you say, oh, it's not so mishun anymore. It fits into the past pattern. So that's what Rav Chaim says is obviously the pshat in the Rambam. That Vesta slav derais by Disha Sheish Lavesas, for 30 years, Disha Sadesas, every 35 days, she has a riyas down 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we say, on the level of the Raisa, you can't predict in advance that it's going to happen again next month on 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 35th day. And if the day passed by, you don't have to assume that it happened there. On the level of the Raisa, you don't have to assume that she had the Riyaz Dam. It's only with the Rabbanon that you're machmet to follow this Ruba de Leisa Kamon. On the level of the Raisa, it's Shvacheroid, because there's so many different factors, the Chazan says, he can never tell. So what is the significance of the Rambam does quote Vestas is the Raisa? He says, yeah. If the Isha has, every time, month after month, she has the Riyaz Dam on the 35th day, on the 40th day, every month, so then we say, we look back, we say, oh, everything fits into a pattern, and therefore what's the significance? Therefore it's not 7-11, 7-11, Leon avoided. 7-11, 7-11, 4, 7-11, 7-11, 4, 7-11, 7-11, 4. That's after everything all unfolded itself, and then you have all these sheets, all the records, and you look back in retrospect, so you see that that's what happened. So the same thing as the pshat over here in the other two cases the Gemara has. The Gemara has, you're not permitted to do a bris milah whenever there's a suffix sakona on the baby. Cholida the baby can die. So whenever there's any suffix sakona, you're not allowed to. So how do you ever perform any bris milah on any baby? Maybe the baby has hemophilia. So mistama, now they can test. But bismana tanaim, they couldn't test for it. So how can you ever perform? We know that such a sickness exists in the world, that the baby can't, the blood doesn't clot, he can bleed to death. So how can you ever take the risk of performing any bris milah? So the answer is, the raif babies don't have hemophilia, but lahoch b'pikoch nefosh sachar ha-raif, you're not allowed to follow raif. So the answer is, why are you hacking such a far-fetched chashash? That's what the Gemara calls, shem epsoim Hashem, if it's such a chashash rocha kechet b'nei yelev, it's so far-fetched, that's not called the suffix sakon. Suffix sakon means, it doesn't have to be 50-50, it has to be chachapsa, a reasonable suffix that people are concerned about, people are nervous about. Normal people are not nervous about this, so that's not considered a suffix sakana. That's what we spoke last week about Shevet Levi and the others in the Midbar. When you do the mila, if it's a reasonable concern and you're nervous about it, then it's called the suffix sakana. So the suffix of hemophilia is such a far-fetched suffix sakana, you don't have to be worried about that. So that's not called the suffix sakana. So what, but hemophilia runs in the family. So what if one baby died in the family from hemophilia? So now another baby boy is born. So now that the same couple has another baby. So you have to be concerned that maybe this baby has or the sister has a baby. So you have to be concerned, is that enough to create a latest suffix to the nurse? And the Gemara says no. Bechad zimna, bechad zimna, once a baby died, you don't know that the baby died from hemophilia. The baby died. You don't know what the cause of death was. So you say, oh, there's a shayna, latest a suffix, then maybe there's hemophilia, which runs in the family, maybe the next baby. So the Gemara says, no, that's ridiculous. If you haven't ascertained what the problem was, that's not, b'chadazim, that's not even a latest a suffix. What happens if two baby boys die in the family, and you don't know the cause of death, cause of bris milah? You don't know whether the cause of death was that the moil did a bad job, or because of something else, based some sickness, or because of hemophilia. So you don't know. So that's a machlokes satanayim, whether b'chazim nihavich hazokeh, ob et las in der hazak das mach like is rabbi rabshim in gambia what's the mach like is how many times can it repeat itself and you say mikra it's not even enough to create a latest asafi all you need is to create a latest asafi you don't need that it should be hukhzat to be able to predict in advance if it's a slight safi it doesn't have to be 50-50 if it's a safi that's yotze mechlau Shemer Psoim Hashem. If it's a Fafet, Sofek Echad Mini Elef, then you don't worry about it. If it's a Shtikal Sofek, then it's enough to say it's a Sofek Nefashis and you don't not let it perform the Bris Milah. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Reb Shlomo. How many times does this strange occurrence have to repeat itself that it should even be considered a latest HaSofek that there is a Chashash Sakonish? No, we're near 50-50. Or the same thing, Katlanis. Most of the Rishonim learn Pashav Shat in Gemara. If a woman lost, if two husbands died, two or three husbands, that's the machlekes Rabbi Moshe Gamliel, if two husbands died or three husbands died, so then you have to be concerned that maybe either there's a sickness that this woman has that's contagious, that the husband caught it from the wife that caused him to die, or maybe even if they never lived together, maybe they're just married together, erisin, or an older couple got married, maybe it's not that it's a sickness that he picks up by living with the wife physically, a physical sickness. Maybe it's a gzeir min hashamayim that they want her to be a vist almana. They don't want her to be happily married. Mazel, her mazel is like that. So the Gemara has the machlokes HaTanaim. When is the woman considered a katlanis? How many husbands have to die? So stam one husband dies, cause of death is unknown. A young person dies, cause of death is unknown. Today he's not shach, how can be unknown? The police will figure it out. They won't bury him before they find out the cause of it. But if it's Manat Tanoim, they had no way. What are they going to make? An autopsy? How are they going to figure out what the cause of death was? So if the cause of death is unknown, so how many times does a husband have to die that we should say, oh, does Hashem Aleidus has suffering? Maybe she has a disease that the husband which will be contagious. The husband will pick up that it may cause him to die. In which case, you're not allowed to marry this woman. It's a suffix sakana to get married to this woman. So that's what the Gemara says. If one husband died, there's not even a latest suffix. If there's a slight latest suffix, there's already a suffix sakana. You're not allowed to marry the woman. If two husbands die, so that's a machlokes HaTanaim. Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. Sudas Heistron, a latest suffix. We're not declaring that that's it, huchsaka, and the next husband is going to die. No, you don't have to reach such a madrega to ask a man to marry the woman. All you have to do is to declare that it's shayna our latest suffix, so it's already awesome to get married. That's how most of the Rishonim learn the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't write the whole din of katlanis. He says the whole thing was a baba maisa that the people were nervous on their own. The Chazal, he claims the Chazal never asked it. It was the people were afraid to marry. So the Tanoim had a machlokes within the chashash that the Balabata made up. The Rabbanim would never be concerned about this. He says. Huh. Yeah, that's a discussion about Tomer. It was B'makam Mitzvah, so the Nadav Yehuda says maybe it's B'makam Mitzvah Yibum. So maybe B'makam Mitzvah, you don't have to worry about, it's not right to worry about the Chashash of Katlanis. Because the Gemara says, Shluchim Mitzvah Einem Nizoykim. What does it mean, Shluchim Mitzvah Einem Nizoykim? The Gemara says, if it's Shchiyah Chazeke, if it's a real Chashash 50-50, so of course of course you're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Even if it's not a real chashash 50-50. Even if it's only a miyot hamotzui. Miyot hamotzui also, the Gemara says, shchiyah hazek means a miyot hamotzui, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah. The Gemara proves from Shol, yeah. So the discussion in the Gemara goes, it's less than a miyot hamotzui. Miyot hamotzui means 10%. Mishkanes Yankim says, miyot hamotzui means 10%. So we're talking, the chashash sakana is less than 10%. But still if people are less than 10%, still people are nervous about it. I mean, there's one chance out of 15 that I may die. I'm not going to do that. There's one chance out of 15 that may die. It's less than 10%. One chance out of 10 is 10%. One chance out of 15 is less than 10%. But which Meshuggah is going to do that? But if it's a Dvar Mitzvah that you mechuyif to do, then you have to say, Shluchim Mitzvah Eidim Nizokim. Since it's a Miyot Shein HaMatzah, it's less than 10%, so you mechuyif to perform the Mitzvah. So that's what the Nadav Yehuda talks about. Maybe the Makam Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be concerned about the Chashashas of Katlans. That's the Pilpul that the Sifri Pilpul have regarding Tomer. Tomer with Yehuda, with the sons. So that's a shadow. So the Rambam doesn't believe in the whole din of katlanis. He says that the whole discussion of the Gemara is for those who were nervous about it. So these are the rules as to when for sure you don't have to be nervous. But he claims that it's not a din, just the people on their own. But the Shulchan Aruch is quoted. The din of katlanis is quoted. So that's the machlokes hatanan. How many times does it have to repeat itself? It's interesting. How many times does it have to repeat itself that it should be considered a latest asafe? That's the machlokes by katlanis and by mesa banel machmas milo. And what's the machlokes by vestois? Machlokes whether you need 2 times or 3 times? There is just a shayla. How many times has to repeat itself to be considered a latest asafe? No. How many times do you have to repeat itself to say that that you develop a pattern? That you see a pattern. So why should it be the same machlekes? Very strange. Why should it be the same machlekes hatanayim, Rebbe Rav Shimon Liel, where the betrezim ni have a chazok, the betlazim ni have a chazok? It's a different kind of chazok. Like we said, the Prima Gordim says the word chazok appears in the Gemara with 6 different meanings. And even over here, the betrezim ni betlazim ni, it's a similar meaning, but it's not at all identical. In one case, we're saying, how many times does a strange occurrence have to repeat itself that it should be considered a chashash? Aleidus ha-sofek, that you have to be concerned about the sofek sakona. And then the other case we're discussing, how many times does it have to repeat itself that it should demonstrate a regilus? And that's in a different shot. That's in a different shot. That's where the Gemara paskens a compromise on that. How many times does it have to repeat itself? So the Gemara says that katlanis, a mesa b'neha machmas milo, is betrays in me. If 2 husbands die, and if 2 babies die, so there's already the din of katlanis. But when you get to vestois, when you get to the woman becoming a vestos kavu for the nida, there we pass him with plas zimne havechazok. So why is it over here 2 and over here 3? So the pashtus is that they're totally unrelated to each other. Why did the Gemara even shtel tzizam in the whole shah? Gemara says a nida, the same machlekes. Rebbe B'Shem Gamliel, who argued by the Mesa Baneh, Machmas Mila, argue also by the vestas of the Isha Nida. You don't understand Bechlal why the Gemara put it together. So we can understand very simply why the Gemara split the Psak, that in the one case, which are by the Mesa Baneh, Machmas Mila, with the Mesa by Leho, by the Katlanis, he's trying to say, how many times does it have to happen that should be Chach HaLeidus HaSofi? So once is nothing. It's not even a Leidus HaSofi. Twice in a row. It's enough to make a latest asafik, but by vestas is not enough to say it may be that the woman has a vestas. No, you want to say the woman has a vestas kavua. You establish a regilus. A regilus has to be 3 times. That should be lechor pashut. I don't know. The Rishonim don't say that. I don't know why. The Rishonim don't say that. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridaya, they quote from the Ritva. That the Ritva, in the book Yosef, and Yevamos quotes the Ritva, and it's Chidush Ritva. And Yevamos says that the distinction in the Gemara's maskana is the following, that whenever it's a matter of, it's really a sfeikah adina, whether it's 2 times or 3 times. So the hachra is a compromise. We don't know whether it should be 2 times or 3 times. So he says, since vestas is only a din derabbanan anyway, vestas lav deraisa, it's only a din derabbanan anyway, so there you make, he says, you don't have to be choshish for the vestas unless it happened 3 times in a row. Hashani came by the Mesa Baneh, Mach Maspil, and Katlanis. So there you're talking about a Sofik Sakona. So since we're Mesupik with a 2 or 3, so there you go, Sofik Sakona, you go Lechuma. He should have said even better. He should have said even if Vestas is Daraisa. But Vestas, you're establishing what the Regilus is. So to establish a Regilus, you need 3 times. Maybe you need 8 times. Maybe you need 10 times. But to say it, to create a latest Asafik, a Sofik Sakona, doesn't have to be 50-50. Sofik Sakana weigh less than 50-50. It doesn't have to be a 10% Sofik either. 10% is considered such a Sofik Sakana that even by a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Shchiach HaZeken. We're talking about Sofik Sakana less than 50%. So less than 10%. So you say that if it repeats itself twice, it's not even a slight Sofik Sakana. I don't know. That's what the Ritva says. That best is only the Rabbanon. That's why we're Mekel. Over there, because it's a sakana, that's why we're machmir. We should have said by sakana, all you need is a slight later sasana.
Isha, once she establishes vestas, then you have to be published
somewhere
in the
vestas.
Whereas if she
doesn't
have the 2 pounds, then you're only
kosher. Right. That's also a machlokes. Most of the Rishonim hold that since we pass Vestas lav deraisa, so even the Chiyah Prisha is also on the Midrabbanan. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The Hizartim is when he saw mitamas. The Hizartim means the Hivdaltim. You have to be mafresh, the husband of someone's wife, Samach Levesto, if he knows, if they keep a record, and he knows that today is the onus Avesta, she may have the Riyah today, so they're also to be together. So the Gemara darshins from a pasuk. So most of the Rishonim say that that's only an Asmachta. If the din would have been Vestas deraisa, if he would have adopted the position Vestas deraisa, then Prisha would have been deraisa. But since we passed the Vestas lav deraisa, so the whole Chavis Prisha is only the Rabbah. One of the Rishonim writes not so, the Ra'oh, and the Berak HaBayis, on the side of the Rajbos, Torah HaBayis, writes not so. He says that even though Vestas is lav deraisa, but the Chi of Prisha is deraisa. And in the Achrenim you have... this is a notion that the Pischa Tshuva quotes from Achrenim. Such a popular notion with a Hezba, why it should be so. That the Vestas lav deraisa because the woman has a Cheskas Tahara. She has a Cheskas Heta Levaila. So if the Yom HaVestas went by, you don't know whether she had a Riyas Dam or not, so you don't assume that she must have had the Riyas Dam. She has a Cheskas Tahara and a Cheskas Heta Levaila. So that's why you say Vestas lav deraisa. But to say in advance, to predict in advance, I know the woman will not have the Riyah at the expected time because she has a Cheskas Tahara. A Chazakah can predict in advance. Chazakah can predict in advance. The Gemara says, Shem Emes Chashina, Shem Ayomus. Shem Ayomus Chashina, Shem Emes Lo Chashina. A Chazakah can never, the Gemara in Gittin says in the third parak, you can never predict in advance. If you have a Rav, you can predict in advance what's going to happen. But if you don't have a Rav, you have a Chazakah. So Chazakah is just a din. Your mom in status quo. If something, time passed by, you don't know whether it changed it.
Chalam, but then it says this is on, this is Aram, you listen to this news, that was supposed to be the Shon Adi Gretman, see, it is the Shon Adi Gretman, let's go to Slot. Shon Adi Gretman, the Luchan is Aram, again, it says this is on, isn't it? Girl, you know, it now helps get the Tesh, this sheer damn it, that Rushi, you know, it's upset, this Chalam, if it's about Gidish Nesh, that I think about the last guy in the Chalam, and the Chab, you know, this is old school, you Chalam, the Christ, Kapsa, this is me, and the Chamu, and the Chalam, and the Shikib. Well, I always see the great Chab, the old school, and the Chab, and the that's the name, the cabs mach in the column, but that's in the fit. They're all so much in the bus, they're in the sit out the hot homes. They're all so heavy and shell it. Cat, you mark the third slug, you call on the bed, cab me out the bus, is there a column? Yeah, call on the bed, cab me out the third slug, you call on this. That cat, the poor column, and he does it. Okay, I will offer the homes to us and column, you call on the children, now so you shall show them with the scope, you shall smart up that. Great, but he was the best, and I got in the head of Zorfin. Girl, you know, as long as you eat the girl, you will look at the home alone. And the girl, you must be shed in the bed, but from after she had the rose, the mother, if me and you leave the shoes, you eat. Me, here's the bed, that's girl, you know, this is the lean in the bed, and if it's long, you eat that. Most things you, you'll be alone. That day, you won't have half, is it? That is, she will come short from the best. And I got me not going to bed, but I'm not going to bed. Girl, you will go, I'm going to hold on with that. Aber so wird mein Herr Gizram sich warm, boi. Ich bin mir doch nicht mehr größer, das. Sie hat Gizram zu reden, aber los, Gizram sich warm, das ist Gizram zu reden. Aber wird auch so schon mal eine Meiche, hat sich gekommen. Ich wollte sagen, ich kann mit mir auch die Verteidigte. So, ich hab mir eine Idee, weil ich meine Schüttel sind bei Luft, die Dose ist rum. Aber so wird auch mehr größer, doch ich bin mir weg. schon der Rocken gibt es Licht, das Leggen und die Sieben, die Bibel ist mir. Und Fuhrmacherisch, man hat Schatten hier für zwei Jahre, Fuhrmacherisch laut, das ist. Nimm schon auf, das ist auch was. Schiss, ich will auf, wenn sie schlägt, das ist ihm schon in der Regnodit. Das Schaff, wo kann ich aus mir hin? Aber Fuhrmacherisch laut, bitte. Schiss, das ist. Iran shall not fit the little floor. Was on of Jeshua than as I assured. The seam of Jeshua than as I was assured. The short bed, the short bed, and you sharp and shin, but the snow was sharp snoop. Sails up the shore, as a mock, they say, the sharp mictas, you shot as estimate. Of the work, the shall leave it. The shore as you can him know you have this department. So, my lush are rubbish, a sharp walk, see it. Seem as a clam of Jeshua than as a red man of sails up, be not in my tongue of Russian affair in my marriage. Snear my marriage. in this year the musus miss and chin the lisi shirley shall but by all shall she behold this is some yaw for the series I'm yes it's if you see so no form of mob more you want she about some crowd and I'll meet me from Kalino and meet me with the little pony that I look at my mother and ask her who see see if she was match so if it and this wrong I get out of them out there is I'm yes it's if you see I could look on this off with Oh, ich bin so ein bisschen Tamsef, und auch schiebe ich wohl mehr um sie, mit dem Sheriff mit Wege. Und sie mir dann gesagt, sie hier oben geht es in die Salte, wo. Und ich muss sagen, ich bin sie öffne, weil ich will nicht mehr wie Berbs, ich will Tamsef, weil sie oben geht alle. Aber am Markt, wo sie oben geht alle, und die, das ist nicht. Weil sie nicht, man, aber wo du auch noch jetzt, die Trissen mir nehmen. Sie oben geht sie rief, und es leid ist, oben geht bei Wurzeln, oben geht gerade, ist alles. Denn sie machten mir nicht, ich wusste, sie machten, man. Sei media ni an vei khosh khik ni di a ege ya tab ma khimon liket rosh na me shlach seifke rosh na me shlach khosh ba tsinaw an lo me res ya rab soli ge mish ba tsinaw vi tsal tak de dab ni tsishnu me do un shtam ni tsishnu lo ma shaba me khosh de khosh khan se yo tsed de dab a tsai vi ya tab ni khosh de ba de khosh khan es mach das presi mit zivid הוא אומר השמן של אחר שדליק את לא, לא ויכל שחיק נמצא. הוא אומר שמח יפן זאת דרום, אם זו שזה יצא לא נענה. סנפת לדון זאת דוש. לא היה פה שור של נקפה, לא שור של נפת, נפת לזאת נושת. אמר יפן זאת לי, לא ויכל שחיק נעץ, לפס נסרום יצא לא נענה, זה יסי יבן, זה יפן מוין ילכתי. יאו, כאן לדי, אני יפן סנפת לדון זאת דוש. יסי יבן, הוא מדון, אז לא יכי. ראש לא, וזה ראש שיט. ראש שנעשה לי, גיבת של בעצי, רבי. לא ויכל שחיק נפסה, יא רב. Ich weiß, dass er hält Geld, dass er ihn juchz in Alltag hat, aber ihm ist ein paar Mann auf der Sehne, da er hat, ich nehme mal herum, und ich sehe, dass er nicht aufhört, sie dienen mir noch nicht, und sie dienen mir noch nicht, ich weiß nicht. Er fährt sich nicht, aber ich weiß nicht, 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 If you get the show shop, it's a little one. Sure, if this room get it, I will pardon my father, and yet I'll go on, and so mix it up. I will not make a fan as a set, and make a fan as a set, and mix it up. I will not make a fan as a set, and make a fan as a set, and make a fan as a set of head. So you can also get in the sun on. I don't see a dome, I don't call a dome, or kind of look in the summer. No, don't you all love to the dome, so me. The loftin, so you can get in the summer. But no, don't you all have a dome. Ja, zurfe des im Weg, der ist hart, das nicht in der Schall quasi los. Rosh, will ich gleich hin, wie. Und so hat schon mich hier oben, die Ellen in den Tag macht, die mit der Haie, ich habe das Raum gedacht. Das ist im Weg, sind wir los, der Geruch, ich mach Rosh. Rfiok, eben so, der Schall habe, die ist, wo ich mach Rosh, das ist, wo ich bin, Rosh. Rfiok, sie hat der Schall habe, der da uns hat schon mich hier. Oh, wie gewinnt, das ist mein, ich hake, der bin abdrogen. Schwer, ich habe das Raum gedacht, wo Rosh, der Rosh, der kämpfen sollte. Ой, хоше не шехи, на август. Сесаба, дус де цах, и трац не панце, от гемзот. О, мате мне шеир, и калцаш не шелахас бе. Да умаш ут не рошут гемзот, ой, хоше не шехи, на зов. Яу, кеса не стах сият не мать. Рош ям зух гет до фенене. Я дурат де дыхтайлош рошудан, айц ген де дыхтайлош рошудан, айд ног вэхтайлош рошудан, ау, зух гене. Лау, зух гене. Рэхтайлош мне бэхай, гоцу мне, бедесна, ой, хоше не ш. خیلی نزد نمیاد بتری درام میگه دخان دست باب کنن استرات دست نشکه دست آن دست وش مکت باب مسیر دست دو سه و دکا